Welcome back to Real and Raw with Ben Taylor. This is my opportunity to be able to share what I'm learning on a day-to-day basis. My goal inside of this podcast is to be able to share the stacks and the realizations that I come to over a week's time period. And then as I go through and explain them and walk you through them, I want this to be an opportunity for you to open up and expand your thought process of what's actually coming up for you. Like, what are you experiencing inside of what I'm saying and telling? But then how are you showing up in your life, getting more intentional and getting more vulnerable with what you need to learn and develop to help provide your own transformation, your own growth? Part of me doing this is also just to enable and give you permission in your life, if that's what you're looking for, to actually find and get clear with you. To be able to embrace the vulnerable side, the piece that you struggle with, the engaging with the emotions that you're not sure how to bring up. Let's look at that and let's talk through that. Because my goal is I want to help you grow and change and expand who you actually are on a day-to-day basis. So inside of this, if you've been listening to the podcast, the past couple of weeks, I've been going through these moments of fear and these moments of trust. And trust has been the main word that God keeps bringing back to my life every single time. Like, no matter what I do, it keeps coming back to that. Last year, this year, trust has been the focus and trust has been the piece. And so inside of this, I step into last Monday of walking into this piece of trust. And I mentioned here, I feel worry and fear trying to rise up inside of me, and I'm not sure how to process and work through them. They're not helpful. They're just trying to control me. I have to be able to break through them or all of this is pointless. If I keep going through life with these limiting beliefs, I will struggle every single day. So it first started out being just a cry for help. I mentioned, God, I am struggling to trust you. I worried about things that are coming up, how to provide, how to be the person that I know I need to be. I know that you have a plan, but I don't see it, and I don't know how to do it. Help me trust you. I'm struggling. My mindset's struggling. My thought process is struggling. Feel like I'm slowly circling the drain, getting closer and closer to oblivion. I feel like I'm doing this all on my own and that I do not see a way out of it. I don't know how to feel about all of this. I don't know what to think about all of this. I just know that I have to make some changes. I'm not sure what they are. Please help me see and know that you're God and that I can trust you. I'm scared and struggling with all of this. Help me, God. I know I need to trust and I need to see and I need to feel, but I think all these are different things that I'm struggling with the most. I don't know what to do. Please help me. You see, earlier in the week, Kayla and I got into an argument, to frustration just of everything that's going on. The pressure as we continue to grow and develop ourselves produces this like pressure that's pushing each other, not in a negative way, but in a positive way. But that pressure produces different triggers and different pieces that come into our lives. There's a piece that feels like when she's trying to communicate certain topics and certain things, whether that's about budgeting, whether it's about a job, whether it's about the development, the growth, it feels like she's attacking. It feels like she's coming at me, but she's not. She's just under pressure and I have to provide space. And looking through all of this, there's different pressures that have been put upon us. Pressures inside the business, pressure inside our own growth, pressure inside development. And then when Kayla comes in and she wants to help or she wants to support, then ego comes in. And my ego wants to say, no, I got this. Even if I don't got it, there's my ego that says, I got this. Because I want to be able to push back on it. I want to be able to think, oh, I'll figure this out. But in reality, I'm not. The reality, I've been struggling for the past week and I've been struggling trying to figure out how do I do this, because everything I do just doesn't seem to work. It doesn't seem like I'm progressing. It seems like everything I'm doing is failing and is struggling. Had the opportunity when I was out at council to have some of it get revealed to me. A part of the reason why I was struggling. Part of the reason why I was struggling was us having an improper view of assets, of debt, and of cash management. Inside of all of this, there's been a piece that has always wanted to pay off all debts. Dave Ramsey model of making sure that I'm completely debt-free no matter what. But I've taken it to the extreme at times where there's been debt and I've sacrificed what was going on now to try to pay off debt. And as a result, it puts us into a mind of scarcity and a place where then we're afraid of how do we make the next bill payment? How do we do the next thing because paid too much on debt? and instead changing my thought process and mindset that the cash flow piece is what I need to be focused on. Having cash that I can move and use and not have to worry or fear, because if I step into a scarcity mindset, it starts to limit me in how I grow. It starts to limit me in the business that I'm developing. It starts to limit me in how I engage with clients and how I engage with prospective clients and how I engage with people around me. And in realizing this, this has created quite a dynamic shift just in our lives. Like it started to shift very radically, very quickly. Understanding that we have to take a completely different perspective, letting debt just sit there and be okay with it and slowly pay it off. But right now, that's not the main focus. The main focus is how we actually make sure that we're not stepping into a scarcity mindset. Because if we do that, everything else is screwed. Like our marriage moves into a place of frustration because our minds are in scarcity. Our connections with others steps into a place of frustration and anxiety because our mind moves into scarcity. The business starts to make dumb decisions because my mind gets into scarcity. And scarcity is this piece that is the opposite of trust. And this is why God keeps bringing it up, because he keeps saying to trust him. It is a fine line. For me, I get confused because I'm like, well, there's the line of just trusting God and just letting it all go. And then there's the line of just being stupid and not making financially sure decisions. And so inside of this, getting guidance and counsel from other men that had known this and that walked through the same path was really key. Understanding that I needed to slow my roll on paying off any debt, and I needed to focus on just my own growth, my own development, and keeping our mindsets out of scarcity, because that hurts everything. If I don't deal with the piece of scarcity, then I will always be stuck with anxiety and with stress. So inside of this, there's been pieces where I've been thinking through, what do I need to change? What do I need to do? And so I've allocated things. We've changed stuff around. We focus on all of this. And inside of this, it's been this process of walking through a piece of trust. It's interesting because inside of this trust, there is a peace and there is a fear that are tied together. So I wrote this out. I feel tense, nervous, scared. This is the closest I've ever come to losing it all, and I don't know what to do. I don't know what to adjust. I feel like and seem just frozen. I'm not sure what to do. It feels like there's no way out of this. It feels like I've screwed things up, like I've messed up my mindset, like I've made the wrong decisions. I'm not sure. I'm just frustrated, and I don't know what to do. I don't see any end in sight. I don't know what to do. Please, I'm begging for some help here. How do I keep going on when it feels like I'm just imploding right now? I'm not sure how to continue moving forward. I don't know how any of this makes sense right now. I'm confused. I'm lost. I need help. What am I doing wrong? What is there left for me to change or do? Why does it seem like nothing is working out? The question that came back inside of the stack was very simple. And it says, do you trust me? My response was, yes, I do, but trust doesn't make money pop out of the bank and provide and deal with my scarcity mindset. And the answer came back, how much have you prayed to me about it? Well, I have inside of stacking and I have inside of thinking about it. How much have you prayed to me about it? And I replied, none. Okay, then let's start there and then move forward from there. Simple truths come out of stacking. Simple pieces that guide me back to what's right. They guide me back to what's light. They guide me back to who I need to be. So stepping through this past week, it became more of a conscious intention of what I'm thinking, what I'm praying. The thing that also came up was a piece of gratitude. Because in remembering through all of this, I realized the formula for trust that I'd struggled with a couple years before. There was a piece in time where I was walking through the woods. So walking through the woods and tears were streaming down my face several years ago because I was in the middle of one of the biggest battles I'd ever fought in my life. A battle of my mind and my heart and my soul and my will. And inside of this battle, I was debating and thinking and fighting and trying to reason and wrestle with God to try to be able to get the conclusion and the desired result that I wanted in that exact moment. And inside of this battle, the thing that I was fighting inside my mindset was the simple question of, who do I choose? Do I choose my wife, or do I choose another woman? You see, at that point, it was an easier argument to say, well, it's time to move on to the next woman just because my wife had taken my daughter and herself and moved out of state. So there's a piece of freedom. There's a piece of, oh, I can do now what I want. But that was also limited some by conscience, of knowing no matter what I've done, there's always been a limit and a level that I have not stepped past. And I know now that it was divinely, a divine line in the sand that didn't let me move past where I should move. But inside of all of that, I was still struggling, was fighting with God. I was wrestling inside my mind of, how do I actually make this work? How do I become the guy that I want to be? And how do I get the girl that I want? And how do I sacrifice my wife and my daughter's feelings and not feel bad about it? All of these things and many more were running through my head, trying to fight and eliminate different options so that I could do and get what I wanted. But no matter how much I reasoned with it, no matter much how I tried to logic, there was a piece of conscience that gripped my heart more than what I could ever see. Because at this point, I had awareness. At this point, I knew what was going on. I just didn't want to deal with it. I just didn't want to fight it. I just wanted to get what I wanted. And so inside this moment, I'm struggling, I'm crying, I'm thinking, and I'm like, I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to give this person up, and I don't know how to go back to my wife. Because I'd already put her as a bad person in my head, so I'd feel better about myself. I didn't know how to reverse that. I didn't know it was even possible for her to come back to a place where I would want to love her, want to be with her, want to connect and care for her. There was a piece that my heart did not want to allow that at all. So I'm fighting. So I'm wrestling with this whole concept, trying to think, I don't even know. Can I even do this? I don't even know if this is possible. Inside of this, walking through the woods and fighting through my mindset, my thought process, the formula of giving God all came to mind. It came to mind in pieces, and it came to mind backwards, because it was God slowly revealing truth, because I struggled with this piece of, I don't know how to give this up. I don't know how to give it up to you, God, and let you actually take control, because I don't want you to take control because I want what I want. So how do I actually give God it all? How do I actually let go, release, and let God actually lead? What came to me was the simple aspect of, if I want to let go and give God all, I first have to trust. I was like, okay, that makes sense. I just don't know how to do this in this moment. And right now I don't trust the outcome because of everything that's happened before. Then I realized that, well, everything that happened before was because of me, all of my stupid decisions. And so I thought about it. What leads to a place of trust? And inside trust, it came to me that in order for a person to trust, there has to be a lack of fear that whoever they're trusting is actually going to provide or is actually going to do what they say they're going to do. Just like a child jumping off of a ledge into their father's arms has to have no fear in that moment that the person's going to catch them. There might be fear leading up to it. There might be fear of the leap and of the jump and the adrenaline of it, but there has to be a level that fear has to be subsided enough for them to actually take the step off of that ledge into the father's arms. And so inside of that, I realized that I wasn't going to be able to trust unless I was able to eradicate some of the fear that I wasn't going to find love. I wasn't going to connect with my wife, or I wasn't going to build a relationship I actually wanted. There's this fear that I was going to do just what I knew I had to do and suffer and be a victim and be in torture for the rest of my life with this awful person. These are the stories that I was making up. And so then I wondered, what is the piece that's going to lead to having no fear? How can I get to a place of having no fear? And one of the verses in the Bible that came up was, perfect love casts out fear. And how that came to me as well in a practical way is considering what a parent will do for a child in times of danger, in times of peril. Well, they will lay down their life. Well, they will sacrifice themselves in front of a moving car to be able to knock a kid out of the way to be able to save them. Well, they will do whatever they can. They will exchange themselves for like the ransom money or for kidnapping, whatever it might be. We see this all the time portrayed in society, portrayed in movies, portrayed in all different types of things, where the parent has such love for the other person that it reduces their level of fear to a place where courage takes over and they actually step up and do what's required to save the other person. So inside of this piece of no fear, I realized that it had to stem from a place of true love. Love for who, you might ask, because I'm thinking through this. Well, right now we're talking love for God because we're trying to figure out how to give God at all. So I'm like, okay, well, I love God, right? The answer came back, well, love has to be preceded by something else. And I was like, I'm not sure what that would be. So I thought about it, and in times of true love and in times of true connection, there's this piece of joy that passes all understanding, of joy that is just there. Think of it when you have this connection that you've had with a partner or with a person that's been in your life, that you just have this level of joy that makes you love and appreciate them. This could be a romantic interest. This could be a friend. This could be a family member. But having this piece of joy of having them in your life that produces this love. It's hard to have joy for someone and not actually care about them. Like, I'm joyful for you, but I hate your guts. Like, that doesn't happen. And so this piece of joy has to come in order to actually find love, in order to actually have love manifest even more. For me, joy is not a piece that I could tap into at that time because being very narcissistic and my mindset and my thought process so toxic, joy wasn't a piece I knew. I just knew happiness, these little small highs that made me feel better in the moment, but not true joy. Couldn't find it. Couldn't see it. So then the next piece was, how do I actually tap into joy? How do I find joy? How do I see joy? And what came from that was a simple word of gratitude. Because when you're thankful for another person, you start to develop a different sense of purpose and joy for them. Because you're thankful that they're in your life, you're grateful that they're a part of your existence, you're grateful that you interact with them, all these different pieces line up, but it stems from this place of gratitude. So then I started putting the entire formula together and realized what an impact it had. That when I showed up with gratitude in my life, it actually leads to joy. When I have joy in my life, it leads to love. When I have love in my life, it leads to no fear. When I have no fear in my life, it leads to trust. And when I have trust in my life, it leads to giving God all. This is what came to me inside of battling inside my mind, walking through a woods years ago. And so stepping into this past week, all I did was I stepped into gratitude stacks. I'm grateful, trusting in you. Grateful, thankful for it all. Grateful of understanding God. Grateful that my body knows what it needs. Grateful of time together. Grateful for the struggle. And all these things kept opening up and coming to my mind of understanding that I can trust in God. And it comes from this piece of gratitude. Inside of this, I'm really starting to trust him in the midst of everything right now. I'm struggling to know what to do and how to show up better. I'm thankful that he's putting me through this to show me how I'm not focused on the right stuff. It's more revealing of what I need to work on, what I need to grow on. What I want inside of all this, I want to be able to get back on my feet. I want to be able to know the direction. I want to be able to see the decisions and choices that I need to make. What do I want for all of this? I want to be able to work together. For me to be able to rest in God's power and strength to help me be who I'm called to be. I want to be able to change my habits so that I can show up better than what I've ever shown up before. I want to be able to stand in the gap of who I have been and show up so I'm able to be who I'm called to be. I'm giving it all over to God. Please help me. I realize this piece of it being positive of just giving it all over to God, realizing that I have no other choice but to give it to him. Can't stress about the past. I can only take the next step. So I have to trust in him every single way. So I step into a next gratitude stack that's talking through, I'm thankful for the struggle. I'm walking in almost like grudgingly, like frustrated, like, I'm just going to be grateful because I'm annoyed. It was this piece of like, I'm frustrated at how much this is pissing me off. So I'm going to stick it to the devil and I'm going to be grateful for it anyways. So inside of this, I talk through, I need to be grateful for the struggle that I'm in. The more that I'm thankful over it, the less it has any hold over me and I'm able to take charge of it. The more I release my thoughts and feelings and control, the better. I want to be able to see and understand that I am able to give it all up to God, make decisions I know will benefit my life, that I'm going to live and still show up in a positive way for what I'm doing and saying here. I know that God is helping me stand on the right foundation of who I am and I need to be, but I need to be thankful of the struggle that I'm in. Because inside of this testing, it produces faith. It produces trust. I wrote down, God is jealous for all of me, my heart, my will, my emotions, my feelings. I'm on a pursuit to trust him fully, and this is a new thing and process for me to see and give. There's a struggle right now in the midst of it all. There's a struggle in how I'm showing up and what God is doing in my life. I need to be willing to show up and to keep and to help see the plan and structure that God has for me. I want to be a man that trusts in God in the midst of the storm. Just like Kayla said, I do not think that I've been brought here so far to this place to have it all fall apart. I do not see God leading me to a dead end. I do not see this being a thing, that I'm going down this road that will not work out or that will just be destructive. I am listening, praying, and accepting the things that God is laying before me, understanding that I am called to do this. I'm stressed, I'm anxious at times, but that does not mean that I am not called. Next stack, thankful in it all. Gratitude in life and how life is changing because it's changing the frame of what I'm thinking and viewing in the moment. When I start looking at my life in a piece of gratitude, it changes what I am seeing. It changes the experiences that I'm experiencing. It changes the feelings that happen. It changes the moments that otherwise would be debilitating. Inside this piece of having gratitude and I give God it all, I'm able to see God's hand working in and through me. I'm able to quench fears and doubts that I have and have a sound mind to actually serve and show up in a healthy way. One of the things that was interesting inside of a talk that we heard just recently was this piece of gratitude. I'm going through a trial right now. I have two choices. I can get frustrated. I can get anxious. I can get stressed. I can get bitter. And all that's going to lead is make my stress, my anxiety, like the moments that I'm going through, just make them 10 times worse. Or I can be grateful. And if anything, it reduces the amount of stress and anxiety and frustration that's happening in that exact moment. Changes the frame on what I'm actually thinking and feeling. And so inside of all of this, it's opening up just my mindset. It's changing my thought process of gratitude, showing up in a grateful way. There's different pieces where I'm understanding God more. I'm changing my thought process. I'm opening up just in this aspect of gratitude. So this is what I dived into for the majority of the week, was more and more gratitude stacks. Understanding that the more I do gratitude stacks, the more it shifts my focus, more it shifts my mindset. Where am I a week from then? I read you the first stack talking about trust and all the anxiety and the stress. That's not here now. That's not what I'm struggling with now. Will I have other struggles? Yeah. Will those come back? Yeah, absolutely. But you know what? I know how to deal with them now. I know how to fight that stress and the anxiety that once it comes back in, being like, scarcity, this is going to be the path that's going to ruin it everything. Like, this just happened. This means your life is going down the tubes. Like, I know the path forward. I know that I'm able to move forward in a healthy and a positive way, because when I am actually armored with gratitude, it changes the frame of everything. Changes my thought process. It changes my mindset. It changes what I'm focused on. It changed me initially from having a focus on myself to moving it to others, making life not about me, but making it about other people. That was a huge shift that happened inside the realm of gratitude. But then now, as I step into a place of gratitude, it's changing and it's focusing on how am I changing my current frame, my current thought process right here, right now, of giving God all, of learning how to be able to trust Him completely. You're probably thinking, this podcast, I didn't sign up to hear so much about God, but this is just where we are. I don't think you can have true transformation without God involved. I don't think it's possible. We see a lot of change and we see a lot of transformation that happens inside the communities that we run, inside the Thriver community, where I work with separately with men that struggle with narcissistic abuse, of being liars, being a person that have abused other people. And I work with them to try to help them regain who they actually are and step into a place of honesty and clarity instead of showing up in the negative way that they've done. And I also work with women separately as well that have been on the abuse side, that struggle the most with how to actually heal and grow and develop themselves after the abuse they just went through, with losing their confidence, their self-esteem, their focus, not knowing who they are, all those pieces. And so inside of all of this, I realize that my growth and my development have to come back to me simply trusting and understanding that the only way that transformation happens in anyone's lives is through truth. And only way that truth actually comes out and is fleshed fully out is through God. I don't think you can have them separately. Otherwise, your truth becomes your own perspective, your own perception, your own feelings, your own emotions. God's the only one that has divine truth. We get the closest when we deal with the facts and we eradicate the story that we're believing and we find truth inside of that. But inside the process of transformation, radically shifting and altering who you actually are, there's this piece that has to be built on truth and it has to be built on God. There has to be a piece of the divine that actually comes in to transform your mindset, your thought process, your willpower. And that's what I want you to consider today. The truth. Where does your truth stem from? A week ago, my truth was struggling because it was stemming from anxiety. It was stemming from stress. It was stemming from me looking at the waves of the storm crashing around me and thinking, I can't figure this out on my own. Guess what? That's right. Because what I needed in the moment was not me figuring it out, was not me muscling through, was not me planning and prepping and doing all the things that I figured out, oh, if I do this, then I will have success. What it actually came down to is just the simple fact that I needed to show up and to trust God. To be willing to actually step into a place saying, this is where and who I'm supposed to be. This is how I'm supposed to live. This is where I'm supposed to go. This is how I'm going to change the frame of how I show up. By gratitude. Leading to joy. Leading to love. Leading to no fear. Leading to trusting Him. Leading to giving God all. Have you considered today, where are you at inside of this conversation of giving God all? I'd have you say it's probably, if you're struggling with it, it's probably because there is a section of the formula that's broken down for you. Maybe you've given God all, but you struggle with trusting because of the fact that you are fearful. You're scared about where you are. You're scared about what happens if I do this. Well, there might be a piece that you're struggling to actually love God. Maybe you're struggling with the love and you're like, I don't even know how to foster that. I don't even know what that looks like to Him. Well, maybe that's because you haven't tapped into joy. And ultimately, maybe that's because you haven't experienced gratitude. Inside of all of this, I need you to understand gratitude is the key. Gratitude is the bottom level that transforms your life from the ground up. Gratitude is the piece that when you engage with it, you will have your mindset shifted more than what you've ever seen before. Your thought process engaged more than what you've ever seen before. Things open up in your life than more than what you've ever seen before. The hard part is you might think and feel like, that doesn't make sense. I don't think that would be true. Then try it for a week. Expressing, giving gratitude to other people, writing down gratitude, acknowledging gratitude, see what it does. Don't do it half-heartedly, just to check a box. Do it because you actually mean it. Write down the gratitude. See what comes up. How do you actually feel? What are the emotions? What are the thoughts? What are the feelings that come up when you're grateful for that one thing? What's the story you're telling yourself about it? How do you engage with it? Consider that gratitude is key for your transformation because it leads you to truth and it leads you to trust and it leads you to giving God all. Thank you so much for being here today. Letting me express, let me share just what's going on in my life today. If this has been a blessing to you, please let me know. And if there's anything I can do to help you in your journey of truth and of transformation into breaking you free from limiting mindsets or break you free from being trapped to freedom, then go to rawmotivations.com. Rawmotivations.com would love to help you move forward in your healing process wherever you might be today.